And they also have like a little French market now. They're just rebuilding the whole downtown now.
Mm-hmm. Is it bringing the people back in?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess the tourists would go there anyway. Right. They're there for Disney World, even if the red lights down.
Right.
What would you say the major sections of the city are? Is it divided into different sections?
Yeah, there's the area I live in is called College Park, and then there's an area right next to it where the country club is. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of residential, like just on the outside it's real residential, and it's they're kind of just developments, I think. And one part is new, it's expanding, and then there's the poor part, the blacks live. Mm-hmm. White. And
Do they have names, those neighborhoods?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. There are like a suburbs of Orlando that I kind of considered just, you know, part of Orlando because they're so close to me. It's like Winter Park and Maitland.
Are those cities incorporated?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I just consider, you know.
Where are the main offices of the big banks located?
Downtown. Mm-hmm. In Orange. Yeah, Orange Street.
Are the oldest and largest stores still there too?
No, they're gone. They didn't receive any business, so they've all moved out to the malls now, mm-hmm. Squares.
Mm-hmm. How about particular nationality groups? Are there certain sections of the city where they live?
Hmm. I don't think so. It's kind of intermittent. Oh yeah, there is. I was thinking there's a little place called Palomar. It's practically all Jewish. Mm-hmm. But and then there's a place where there's a lot of Catholics, and it's mainly made up of Italians.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a name?
No.
Do the black neighborhoods have names?
Not that I know of. Church Street. If you say Church Street, that means like downtown, like downtown in the black section, mm-hmm. and where the prostitutes are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that's about it.
Well, within the black neighborhoods, are there special sections where the well-off blacks live as opposed to poor blacks?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Do you know where?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know whether any of the Jewish or Catholic or black neighborhoods have their own shopping areas where nobody goes except those?
No.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Then where would you say that most of the rich people live in Orlando? What sections?
The rich people in Orlando live around the Country Club and a new development called Sweetwater Oaks and in Winter Park.
Mm-hmm. And how about middle class people?
I'd say they probably live in College Park and just around Orlando. They don't have certain names, just residential areas. Mm-hmm.
And then are there special poor areas?
Probably. Not that I can think of.
What did you start to say?
It's probably around Church Street. That's the only place that I can imagine and stuff like that.
Let's see, now landmarks, you've mentioned a couple. Are there any other things that tourists would especially want to see?
Probably SeaWorld. And let's see.
What does that have?
That's just like in a sea aquarium. Mm-hmm. It has a killer whale, I think, and his name is Xiaomi or something like that. And it's really kind of funny. And we have a lot of tourists. Hall of Star Fanes, I think it's like a wax museum. It's supposed to be one of those huge wax museums. And let's see, what else? Our lakes are supposed to be considerably well known as. I don't know why.
And don't name all 68, but what are the most important lakes?
I'd say Lake Eola because it's downtown. It's got a big, huge fountain, and there's a in the middle of the lake, and they just cleaned it, and a park is around it. It's right in the downtown area.
Does the park have a name?
Yeah, Eola Park.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I guess that's about it for tourists.